Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting second. The second baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lunair. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lunair. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesci. Batting third. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Hewson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Hewson. And now, play ball. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo takes first base on ball four. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes bunts in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallo moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Hewson's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Vallo moves to third. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesci for the out. Culberson moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Culberson moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Culberson scores. DiMaggio moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesci fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nair fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson bunts towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wagner moves to third. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Nair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nair hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grimes. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Grimes steals second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesky for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lunair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nair is 0 for 1 in the game. Nair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hewson, and towards Pesky, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hewson takes first base on ball 4. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hewson moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Hewson scores. Culberson moves to third. It's 2 to nothing, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Culberson scores. DiMaggio moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 3 to nothing, Red Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. York hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DiMaggio scores. Two outs. It's 4 to nothing, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Doerr goes all the way around to score. It's 6 to nothing, Red Sox. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Everett Fagan now pitching. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hewson takes first base on ball 4. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Culberson bunts towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-3 in the game. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Culberson moves to second. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski juggles the ball. That's an error on Majeski. Culberson moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-2 in the game. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Everett Fagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fagan strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a line drive towards short. Pesky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. One out. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hewson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.